kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sampung kababaihan mula sa Pilipinas ang magagabayan at matutulungan sa pagninegosyo sa ilalim ng proyektong inilunsad noong nakaraang linggo ng Deakin Business School. Ito ay pinondohan ng Australian government sa pamamagitan ng Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade at may suporta pa ng iba't ibang grupo. Para pag-usapan ng detalye, makakapanayam natin si Dr. Alfred Presbitero, na direktor ng Deakin Business School at direktor din ng Australia-Philippines Business Council. Marami pong salamat, Dr. Alfred, sa pagsama sa amin ngayong umaga. Ano po ang pangalan ng proyektong ito at ito po ba ay nakasentro lamang sa Pilipinas at Australia?
So this project mainly involves Australia, the Philippines, and Indonesia because it's an ASEAN focus. So the title of the project is Better Together, Building Economic Resilience and Connecting ASEAN Women Entrepreneurs with Australia 2022. So ang mga key points doon, we want to build economic resilience, we want to connect ASEAN women entrepreneurs, so particularly focusing on the Philippines and Indonesia, and connect them with Australia. So there's two portions in that project. The first one is really to help them build economic resilience. And the reason for that is because reports are saying that the pandemic has disproportionately affected women, actually. According to the International Labor Organization, that it's women that is one of the most vulnerable groups na apektuhan ng pandemic. So in light of that, we would like to help, and we would like to help in the ASEAN region and do our part here in Australia.
So ito po ay ano talaga, para targeted. Meron po bang specific na lugar o paano nyo pinili yung mga kababaihan po?
Sa Pilipinas, we have partnered with Rags to Riches, a group of social entrepreneurs in the Philippines. We've partnered with them to search and to locate these women in the Philippines. So we had a call for applications. So they submitted. There's a formal process, and then we selected 10 because the funding was just limited to 10 Filipino women to participate. So they went through some screening, and then may mga criteria na ginamit para ma-screen yung 10. So now we've got 10 Filipino women from all over the Philippines and across different industries in the Philippines. Some are doing artisan work, some are doing the traditional tribal weaving garments. So different industries. One I remember is into sustainable products, and all very interesting actually, and from a range of products and services. So we were able to launch them and really identify the 10 women last Thursday. So that's what we did when we launched it last Thursday. So we are still at the very early stages. What we will do currently, what we're doing is really to know more about the needs, the stages of their business, because some are still at the very early stages. Some are really have really moved forward in terms of their business. So we're in that stage of the project.
Napaka ano pa, no? Nabanggit nyo ka, 1 week pa lang talaga nakaka launch pa lang po nito. So congratulations po to begin with. Nabanggit nyo na iba't ibang parang industriya na matuturing o iba't iba yung ginagawa nitong mga kababaihan. Parang bigyan nyo po kami ng kahit konting background or profile po ng mga kababaihan na yung tinarget talaga na mismo.
Yeah. So in open namin siya sa mga kababaihan broadly. Pero nilagay namin na kailangan nasa business sila in 5 years or less. Because so we could assume that those who have been in the business longer for 10 years, medyo stable na sila. So gusto namin tulungan yung mga kababaihan na nasa early stages of their business. So those who have been in business for 5 years or less, medyo naging lenient din kami doon dahil last 2 years, wala namang masyadong nangyaring business, although some have really launched their business online, tried to sell online because of the lockdown and all that. But, you know, So 5 to 6, some of them are in this under 6th year, but nasa ganung range yung business nila. So hindi pa sila full blown business, or hindi pa sila matagal sa business. And so sila yung tinarget naming participant.
So ano pong suporta yung ibibigay ng programa para sa mga kababaihan na ito?
So ngayon inaalam namin kung ano yung mga needs nila in terms of knowledge, kung ano yung gusto nilang malaman tungkol sa pag-launch ng business nila dito sa Australia. Also capabilities din, inaalam namin kung ano yung mga capabilities na kailangan nila. No doubt they're all driven and they're all motivated, so the spirit is high, but of course it's important to give them knowledge about how it's like to run a business here in Australia, how to bring their business from the Philippines to Australia. So yung mga ganun, and we're helping them. We're also looking for business coaches for them, so that they could serve as a mentor, these Australian business coaches. We're also reaching out to some big companies to also partner with them. Hopefully we'll get the yes of many big companies to support these Filipino women entrepreneurs. And then the second part is really connecting. Actually, that's the connecting part. So we would like them to be connected to the marketplace. And we've also partnered with a women-led group, an Australian women-led group called Global Sisters. So Global Sisters basically is providing help to women. And they have set up an online selling portal they called Marketplace. So we are targeting that as a venue for these Filipino women to sell their products in that marketplace by Global Sisters. So that's another collaboration that will happen.
Ano po yung parang maging, gusto nyo maging end goal na ma-achieve ng mga maitutulungan po nating mga kababaihan?
When we were writing this grant for funding from DFAT, we were very clear as to the outcomes that we have set. Firstly, we would like to develop economically resilient and empowered women entrepreneurs in the Philippines. Sometimes they have the motivation, but you know they need the knowledge. And related to that, the second outcome that we have set is to develop some effective change agents, to develop a pool of effective change agents in the Philippines, women in particular, who would thrive and, you know, who would rise above the challenges. So we want to create that. And then also, we are developing some digital resources and learning materials that we could share further. So based on whatever outcome this project will have, we would like to document them and we would like to share them, whatever, you know, digital resources we'll come up with. And fourthly, on a bigger macro perspective, we'd like to really like facilitate people-to-people and institutional linkages between Australia, the Philippines, and Indonesia as well, and basically Australia and Asia.
Napakinggan natin si Dr. Alfred Presbitero na director sa Deakin Business School at director din ng Australia-Philippines Business Council.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.